A man will spend 16 to 20 years in prison for stabbing his parents during a domestic dispute in Canton Township. 49-year-old Joshua Schaefer of Canton Township pleaded guilty Tuesday to attempted murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence. He was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett. Prosecutors say the attack happened December 3rd after his father told him he needed to move out of their home. Schaefer stabbed his father multiple times. When his mother tried to intervene, he stabbed her. The father attempted to call 911, but Schaefer threw away the phone. The mother escaped to a neighbor's home to get help. Both parents survived. A Jackson Township man has been sentenced after striking a protester during a No Kings rally. On Wednesday, 77-year-old Donald Frank pleaded no contest to failure to stop after an accident and a marked lanes violation. A Massillon Municipal Court judge fined him $250, suspended his license for 180 days, and ordered 5 years probation. A 180-day jail sentence was suspended. Police say Frank's pickup straddled lanes on Fulton Drive Northwest before jumping the curb and striking a woman October 18th. There was no indication the crash was intentional. The woman suffered minor injuries. The new Stark County Human Trafficking Task Force has made its first arrests. Two men allegedly attempted to meet minors for sex. 42-year-old Stephen James of Castalia shot himself during his January 29th arrest in Canton Township, but was treated and released before being booked. 30-year-old Darian Carpenter of Canton was picked up in Canton February 3rd and has prior convictions, including aggravated robbery. Both men face charges including attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, importuning, and possession of criminal tools. Their cases were bound over to a Stark County grand jury after waiving preliminary hearings Tuesday. The Canton City School District is projecting a $10.5 million deficit by 2029, largely due to losses in state funding. The Board of Education approved an updated five-year financial forecast Monday. Treasurer Jeff Gruber says the district is losing $4.5 million in state support this year and each year moving forward, with declining enrollment also a factor. The forecast includes school closures, staff reductions, and possible declines in transportation reimbursement and investment income. More than 70 positions have been cut, saving $12 million over 2 years, plus additional reductions in supplies and services. Perry Township Police have partnered with Jackson Township to combat cryptocurrency crimes. Jackson Township will provide certified crypto investigators to support cases originating in Perry Township. The partnership has already led to the recovery of stolen digital funds returned to a victim. Perry Township Police say this collaboration boosts their ability to investigate complex financial crimes and protect the community. Portage County Commissioners will hold a public hearing next month on whether to ban large wind and solar projects in 8 townships. The meeting is set for 6:30 p.m. March 26th at the County Emergency Operations Center in Ravenna. The proposal would designate Manaway, Hiram, Nelson, Freedom, Paris, Rootstown, Randolph, and Atwater townships as restricted areas for economically significant wind and solar farms. The townships are seeking to follow Shalersville, which enacted a ban in 2023. A Newton Falls man convicted in a sex-for-hire sting is appealing his case. 55-year-old Eric Nock filed an appeal with the 7th District Court after being found guilty of engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. He was fined $800, given a suspended 180-day jail sentence, and ordered to complete community service and a prostitution prevention course. Prosecutors say Nock arranged to pay for sex with an undercover agent in July 2025 and drove to Salem for the meeting. Court records note he is a convicted felon and registered sex offender. Nock's attorney is challenging the evidence and the court's denial of a motion to dismiss. After a retrial, a Youngstown man was sentenced Wednesday to 68 years in prison for sex crimes against two girls. 51-year-old Dustin Reuter was convicted on 67 counts in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. The case was retried after an appeals court overturned dozens of convictions from his 2022 trial. Prosecutors said the abuse began in 2018 and was reported the following year. Several fire departments responded to a house fire Wednesday morning in Girard. The blaze on West 2nd Street caused the attic and second floor to collapse. The home's occupants escaped safely, but one firefighter suffered a minor injury. At least 6 departments worked hours to put out the blaze, facing issues with water pressure. The flames started in the rear of the house. The cause is under investigation. A settlement has been reached in a lawsuit involving an inmate at Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown. The inmate claimed he was beaten, tied up, and sexually assaulted by other inmates in March 2025, with part of the incident live-streamed and $3,400 extorted from his family. The case against CoreCivic was moved to federal court. Settlement details were due this month, but have been extended to March. 8 people have pleaded guilty in a human trafficking ring that forced women into prostitution at 2 Warren massage parlors. The defendants operated Tiger Spa and Sunny Spa, requiring women to live on site and perform sex acts for money. Authorities seized more than $676,000 in cash and assets during the investigation in 2023. Charges include promoting prostitution, money laundering, obstruction of justice, and possession of criminal tools. Sentencing is scheduled for March 17th, with 2 additional defendants still facing charges. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.